Begin transmission.
Hoi yo yo. Well, good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening. Whichever salutation pertains to you and your personal location on this giant spinning ball of dirt that we call the planet Earth. It's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this very Dubious Goals Committee. What am I doing today? Oh, God. I don't even know where to start. What you really need to know is I am sitting here watching replays of various World Cup games. And right now I am rewatching Spain versus Russia. Sergio Ramos just scored. And this is exciting. This is fun. I do like watching football. So much so that I will watch games more than once. I realize that sounds strange, but that is just how much I'm into it. And that's why I'm watching some of these old games. I'm trying to gauge styles. I'm trying to gauge what is it that got these teams through it. You know, this is hard to watch when you're originally watching the game because you don't know what's going on. You're following the ball more than following other players and stuff. And so I'm watching these games again to try to get a handle on some of these teams. And specifically now, I'm watching this for Russia. Trying to figure out, what is it that they managed to do well? Did they manage to park the bus? Well, that's what I'm thinking about. Ugh. I've been having a very interesting day. Let me just say I've been having a very interesting last 30 hours. The last 30 hours of my life have been very bizarre, very strange, very unusual, even for me. You know, I get up to weirdness. I'm generally the guy who seeks out the weird. But this time around, man, things got a little bit weirder than, well, it seems normal to me, but I can't even tell you what I've been doing for the last 30 hours or what has transpired in the last 30 hours of my life. There's a couple reasons why I can't tell you. I would have to leave out some details to protect some innocent parties. But if I tell you the story and leave out these critical deals, these critical details, this story would sound like the most reprehensible thing you've ever heard. And I have to admit, what I have done in the last 30 hours does sound really, really bad. Is it the worst thing I've ever done in my life? Probably not. And especially not if you know the true context. But I can't tell you the true context. And I can only tell you certain parts of this story. And if I were to tell you these parts of the story, you would think I was the biggest scumbag in the world. And the truth of the matter is, I am pretty much a scumbag. Am I the biggest scumbag in the world? That's debatable, but most people would probably say no, including myself. So, even as much as I want to, I can't tell you about this. But it's so bizarre. Oh, but it sounds so bad. But I have been having fun. I've eaten 6 tacos today from various places. Oh, yeah, so I've eaten a lot of tacos. I had some fun, and I stayed up way too late last night. I couldn't go to sleep. There was too much noise inside my house. Oh my God. The weird thing is, I sort of have to get this story off my chest, but I don't know who I can tell this to. Actually, I know one person. I should email her and say, am I evil? And then tell her the story, because, oh my God, I got to get off the subject. I got to stop thinking about this, because I know I haven't done anything wrong. I haven't committed any crimes. I have not corrupted the morals of any minors. And is that the Russia goal? No, it just goes wide. So I don't know what I'm going to do, what I'm doing. I'm just sort of sitting here giving myself therapy. I'm having a very therapeutic day. Everything sort of came to a head and was over by about 3 hours ago. And so now I'm just resting. And I have spent this time watching football. And I've been watching music videos on YouTube. I have a new favorite band called Steve N. Seagulls, a Finnish band that likes to play American Appalachian-style music with, you know, Appalachian-type instruments. But they are from Finland. And instead of playing, like, traditional Appalachian music, they like to play covers of hard rock and heavy metal songs. Steven Seagulls. It all started when I woke up yesterday morning and saw that YouTube was recommending a video for me. And it was this band, Steven Seagulls, doing a cover of Thunderstruck by AC/DC. Now, Thunderstruck is one of my favorite AC/DC songs. I'm not a huge AC/DC fan or anything, but I really appreciate AC/DC for what they are, what they do, and how they do it. And I love them for it. I don't own any AC/DC albums. Wait, that's a lie. I do own an AC/DC album. It was given to me as a child by my aunt. But needless to say, Thunderstruck is one of my favorite AC/DC songs. And when I saw that, oh, look, YouTube is recommending that I watch this video of the song Thunderstruck, played by these Finnish guys on acoustic instruments, I said, yes, I must watch this. Thank you for recommending this to me, YouTube, because now they're my favorite band in the world. I wish they did some other stuff, though. So I've been watching videos of these guys, and they're great. And I've also been watching some videos of a band called Band Made. And I have talked about Band Made before when I've been talking about, you know, Japanese Idoru music. Band Made is not quite Idoru. They are an actual band. This is five girls who are actually playing musical instruments and are a band. Now, their little shtick is that they like to dress up in maid costumes. You know, like picture a French maid costume. Now imagine five hard-rocking girls, Japanese girls, wearing these costumes while they rock. And that's what Band Maid is. And the music is pretty much straight rock. And is it anything special? I don't know. It's rock. But they are good at what they do, and they're cute, and they look great in their costumes and everything, and these girls got some expensive instruments. I've seen that one guitarist, she's got at least two PRS guitars. The other guitarist has this real nice classic Rick, but then again, you know, maybe these were just borrowed for the videos, or maybe these are leased instruments, I don't know. Because that one guitarist, she's got $10,000 in guitars alone. If those are, in fact, her guitars. But anyway, if you like rock music, and you're sort of tired of the fact that there's no bands anymore, you know, all music is just solo artists rapping and singing to music made by producers and studios, yeah, there's no bands anymore. So I've been really impressed by Band Made. And even though it's not exactly my favorite music, these guys are great. And I love some of the stuff they do. Yeah, and obviously I've been watching some baby metal, too. I love that song, Gimme Chocolate, by Baby Metal. If you haven't seen the video for Gimme Chocolate by Baby Metal, you go to YouTube right now and cue that up for after the show. You can watch it and you can kind of laugh and go, what the heck is this? But Baby Metal is a typical Idoru act. There's three cute Japanese girls that just sort of sing and dance, and there's a band behind them. But you don't know anything about this band. You know, the band is not the focus. The band itself is pretty good if you like heavy metal. But yeah, it's a little different. It's just cutesy metal. In Japan, they call it kawaii metal, which means cute metal. And it is cute, I have to admit. But, you know, the three girls, they're not playing any instruments. They're not musicians. They're just there to look cute and dance. And it's your typical Idoru act. So, anywho. That's what I've been doing. And Russia just scored. Nice. Right at the end of the first half here. So, I can actually stop watching this now for an hour and a half, because this game, there's no goals in the second half, and then it goes to extra time, and then it goes to penalty kicks. And I already know how it turns out. Do I want to watch the penalty kicks, though? Maybe. I don't know. Watching football, listening to music, doing all kinds of crazy stuff. Oy. Oh, and look, there's a cute Russian girl in the crowd. Hello, cute Russian girl. And now they're not showing it anymore. So, anyway, what else have I done today? I had a pineapple agua fresca. That was delicious. That was pretty yummy. And now I'm just sitting around. Oh, is the sun going down yet? Yeah, the sun is starting to go down, finally. I had to do all kinds of running around yesterday and today, and it was 98 degrees today. What is that in Celsius? 36, 37, 38? High 30s. Brutally hot. And I've already been in and out of the bathtub 3 times today. Just because I've had to do a lot of running around and doing stuff as part of all this wackiness that has been going on in my life for the last 24 hours, or 30 hours more accurately. It's way too hot. And I don't have any food. I got to go to the store. And it just occurred to me, I need to leave now if I'm going to go to the store. Oh wait, that store is probably closed anyway. Is the 24-hour grocery store open, or do they close because it's... I don't know. Maybe, you know what? I don't think I'm going to do it. I think I'm just going to sit around my house doing nothing. And I'll go grocery shopping tomorrow. The other thing I did today was I tuned my Zook. I hadn't tuned it in a while because I hadn't played in a while. You know, a few weeks, which is kind of unusual, but it's just been too hot. And it's been so humid that my Zook has gotten so out of tune, it was ridiculous. It was more than a half step out of tune. It was a half step, more than a half step sharp. And that's brutal. So I was glad to, you know, be able to detune that thing and take some stress off of it. The thing you need to understand is that the weather affects musical instruments. The amount of humidity in the air, or lack of humidity in the air, causes the wood in a musical instrument to either swell or contract. And as it swells and contracts, it puts different tension on the strings. And so since it's been super, super humid here lately, it's been putting a lot of stress on the strings, more than a half step's worth. It was crazy. Crazy, I say. And here it is. Yeah, listen to that G chord.
Yeah, I tuned it really good, too. All the strings are within 2 cents. Don't tell MJT I said that. Ugh, I am a slack tuner. It's not exactly in tune, but I like to keep it. First of all, my ear is not good enough to get anything within 2 cents. And plus, you know, I kind of like that chorus sound. You know, it just, you know, you got to get a little detuning in there just to get that full richness of sound. But the other thing I have been thinking about is I've been thinking about scordatura. Am I getting tired of this tuning? You got to understand that I have my bouzouki tuned like a mandolin or a four-string cittern. But traditionally, Irish bouzoukis are tuned differently. They're either tuned like G-dad or ad-dad or all kinds of other weird stuff. But yeah, I got G-D-A-E. I'm wondering, should I explore some other tuning options? Then I have to learn a whole bunch of new chords. How lazy am I? I don't know. I am mighty lazy. But yeah, once I had this thing tuned, I started doing this. And this is funny to me. If you like the Kinks, it's not that funny. Met her in a club down in old Soho, where they drink champagne and it tastes just like Coca-Cola. C-O-L-A Cola. So yeah. Maybe I should start a Kinks cover band. An acoustic Kinks cover band. And if you're going to do that, you might as well be a tribute band. An acoustic Kinks tribute band, all with weird instruments that nobody's ever heard of. Wouldn't that be fun? And I haven't done my nails. If you're wondering why those chords sound so bad, it's because I haven't done my nails in about 5 days. No will to survive. Clash songs. Maybe I should start a cowpunk band. I'm getting all these ideas for starting a band again because I've been watching music videos of cool bands like Steven Seagulls. It's a cool band. They got a guy playing a button accordion, a mandolin player, stand-up bass player who likes to use a French bow instead of a German bow. They've got a percussionist who likes to play a cajon with a little cymbal on it and egg shakers, and he likes to play with brushes. Not a traditional drum kit. I just love it. And what else? Oh, and a banjo player, of course. A five-string banjo player. Not one of those stupid four-string crappy Yeah, so this is the coolest band. And I've had similar ideas for the last, 10 years now. And I still haven't gotten around to doing it. The problem here is that I don't know any more musicians. And I don't know any oddball musicians. I know, this is a stupid thing to say, because I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, isn't everybody you know a musician? Well, yeah, everybody I know is a musician, but they either don't play an interesting instrument, they either play guitar or piano and they can't do anything with that, or they're a straight drummer and you can't do anything with that. I'd like to have a hand drummer or a Latin percussionist or something like that. Or anybody I can talk to or talk into starting a new band, they're all too old. And yes, you can be too old to be in a band, and usually that means you have young children and you don't have any time outside the family, and you don't have any money because children are expensive. And at some point in your life, you need to decide, do I want to have children, or do I want to have musical instruments? Guess what your little Tobster thought? Panic in the streets of London, panic in the streets of Birmingham, and I wonder to myself, Panic by the Smiths. Yeah, this has kind of been my idea. And I hate to admit it, because usually when I start a musical project, I'm doing it for the prestige. But this new musical project idea, I have to admit to you kids, it is a cash grab. And here's my idea. You get a couple people with unusual musical instruments, including me and my Irish bouzouki and my shruti box and all the other weird crap I have. Get a couple of other people, somebody who plays some kind of weird bass, get a weird percussionist, and maybe get a singer, because I don't want to sing in this band. And then you just do covers of old 80s new wave songs and other alternative musics, the stuff that was popular for my generation of people, because that's what my generation wants to hear. They want to hear the stuff that they know. They want to hear the Smiths that they loved, and they want to hear Duran Duran, Hungry Like the Wolf. Dark in the city, night is a wire. It's one of my favorite riffs to play. Right, so you put a band together, you get a set that's an hour long of old 80s hits that my stupid generation loves so much, and you go charge them $1,000 per show. People eat that crap up. The other thing I notice is that people who are my age, all my so-called peers, even though I do not admit to having peers, they have too much money. They've got way too much disposable income. Why? Because they don't play musical instruments. Ain't that right, Pippa? Pippa says, hell yeah, meow. So maybe that's what I should be doing. The other idea I've had recently within the last 2 or 3 years is maybe start a cowpunk band. Come on, I'm from Nebraska. Get a 3-piece cowpunk band together and just tour the rural areas of Nebraska and Iowa. It would go over really well. Sell CDs to the kids. Do stuff like that. Sing songs about, you know, spending, you know, 16 hours a day in a combine harvesting corn. You know, that kind of stuff really speaks to rural Nebraskans. You know, they can understand that. So I don't know. I only know one person who would be able to do this with me and who would even want to do it, and that would be Booper. But Booper, of course, is out in Colorado right now. So it's not like I can call him up and say, okay, we're starting another band, because yes, I have been in many bands with Booper. And you know, that's a no-brainer, and it's a no-effort. Don't even have to think about it. All I have to do is go up to him and say, you're in my new band. And he says, okay. What kind of band are we this time? Those are the kind of people you need to know. But no, Booper's out in Colorado, and I don't think he's got any instruments right now. So I'd have to talk him into buying all kinds of weird stuff, which probably wouldn't, you know, be all that difficult. But I don't know. What am I going to do? The neat thing about having like a cowpunk band, or any kind of band that's just, you know, acoustic, is this is another idea I've had for a long time, and I've been wanting to do this. But I've been wanting to have a gorilla band. And when I say gorilla, I'm not saying gorilla, the ape, the silverback ape. I'm saying gorilla, as in guerrilla warfare. And so what do you do with a guerrilla band? Well, you play guerrilla gigs, and it's a lot like guerrilla street theater, if you know what guerrilla theater is. So what you do is you get a band, you have some couple songs, and you show up in a weird random place. Like you walk into a grocery store at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, go down into the produce aisle, and just start playing. And you play until they kick you out or call the cops or whatever. You know, what are they going to do? You know, you're not breaking any laws. Well, this band came in, they started playing music. That's free entertainment to people. You know, but still, it'd be fun to see how long it takes before you get kicked out of somewhere for playing music live, for giving people free entertainment. Another place I want to go is the trading floor down at ConAgra. Just, you know, storm the place, just start playing, and then leave when they tell you to leave. And if they don't tell you to leave, well, just keep playing. You know, take tips, start passing a hat around. You could do this at any place. You could go into office buildings. You can't really go into schools or anything, but grocery stores would be fun. And I have to tell you that I have seen a band in a grocery store before. Back, when I was about, how old was I? I don't know. Somewhere 13, 14 years old, somewhere around there. I was in New Mexico. Albuquerque, New Mexico, over the Christmas holidays with my family. And on like Christmas Eve, my uncle says to everybody, okay, we need to go to the grocery store. And there was this grocery store down the street and around the block from them. And why are we going to the grocery store on Christmas Eve? And this is like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. And we get to the store, and there's a full mariachi band playing over by the orange juice in the frozen food section. 12 guys, maybe only 10 guys, but, you know, full costumes, the full regalia and everything playing, and it was awesome. This is the coolest thing I've ever seen. So I think that one experience in my lifetime has influenced me enough that I feel like I should, you know, have a guerrilla band and go play in grocery stores. I could probably get gigs at Whole Foods and places like that. You want some live music? Well, people shop, I've got the band for you. Yeah, so that's what I do. I think about bands I should have, but lament the fact that all my friends have children and lives that prevent them from being in bands now, or they don't live around here. Maybe I should move. Maybe I should go to Europe. I have plenty of reasons, but I won't go into them right now because I'm out of time. You have been listening to the Dubious Irish Bouzouki Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta go play my instruments, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Father, with your words of wisdom.